Sammy, Sammi Brown, Brown, 1861. Today's 1/21/26. It's a 65-year-old gentleman from Houston who's widowed. His wife died on MLK Boulevard a year or so ago after she was involved in a motor vehicle, auto pedestrian accident, period. Patient is a heavy smoker, used to be a heavy drinker. He started drinking even more after his wife passed and continues to smoke, period. Patient is short of breath, weak. He eats very little. He is mostly edentulous. He lives with family. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder. He's dependent on ADL. He has swelling in his legs, O2 dependency, and has pain related to his neuropathy, period. New paragraph immunization. He doesn't believe in immunization. Medical problems, hypertension, COPD, severe corpopulmonary, pulmonary hypertension, shortness of breath, leg pain related to left leg surgery, neuropathy related to L1, L2, herniated disc, shoulder pain related to rotator cuff tear, and knee pain related to DJD. Surgery, left leg surgery, where two screws and two rods were placed at one time, and a history of hernia surgery. Family history, dad died of myocardial infarction, mom died of brain aneurysm. Hospitalization, last hospitalization took place at Methodist Hospital. After he passed out, he was so short of breath that he couldn't sit up, he says, in quotation. They took him to the hospital. He ended up on the breathing machine, in quotation, so with his respiratory distress. He was there for 8 to 10 days. Most likely was on a ventilator, as he describes it. He came home because he didn't want to go to rehab. He refused rehab. He does not want to go back to the hospital. Wants to be cared for at home till he passes. Medications include lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, loratadine, 10 milligram a day, Xanax, 1 milligram BID, which is not helping his anxiety. He tells me he uses his nebulizer with albuterol 4 times a day, MVI once a day, to help with his severe weight loss. Vitamin D, doxepin, 10 milligram at nighttime, Tylenol number 3 during the day, and Vicodin 7.5, 325 in the evening to help him rest, period. He knows both of those are narcotics, and he doesn't take them together. This was prescribed per his primary care physician, period. Patient was found to be short of breath with just sitting there. The walking is almost impossible. He has a cane, which he doesn't use very much, especially after hospitalization. He lost 30 pounds from 140 to 114 after he was in the hospital, and he feels like the hospitalization caused his weight loss and does not want to go back to the hospital again, ever again, period. Blood pressure 139/79, heart rate is 78, O2 side 96% on 2 liters. His weight is 114, period. Heart positive, one positive, two, tachycardic. Oh, his heart rate is 110, not 78. Tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, wheezing throughout lung fields, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa. Without lesion, lower extremity shows a 1 to 2 plus edema bilaterally. Assessment, 65-year-old gentleman who just had a birthday with history of COPD, ETOH abuse, smoking, and tobacco abuse, recent hospitalization with exacerbation of COPD, respiratory failure, period. Patient has severe anxiety, chronic severe pain, severe shortness of breath. Despite being on oxygen, he drags himself outside away from his oxygen to smoke. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, short of breath with air hunger at all times, belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at rest and with any type of activity, period. He has anxiety related to his COPD. He has chronic pain treated with hydrocodone and codeine, which needs to be better evaluated for hospice medical director. If he's accepted to hospice care, he does not need to be on 2 different narcotics, i.e. hydrocodone and codeine, once again, period. He recently had a hospitalization with respiratory failure and just finished an exacerbation of COPD, as I mentioned, and just finished his course of steroids. He did do better. He felt better with the steroids, but his shortness of breath are getting worse again. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient is ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent once again, with leg swelling related to pulmonary hypertension and corpulmonale. Given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.